Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Clem Chambers, who is founder and CEO at ADVFN.com. How are you today, Clem?
Like a whirlwind, Jack.
Yeah, I don't know what I said there. Okay, well, we seem to be on the brink of the Third World War III. Nobody seems to be bothered.
No change there, eh?
Yeah. President Trump's on the golf course, so presumably there's nothing to worry about.
I've always said that a president has lots of buttons to press in America, and none of them work. The only one that works is the bang button. You can press that and bang. But that's the only thing that works. It wants to get rid of Obamacare, can't get rid of Obamacare, wants to do anything. Everybody says no. The only thing that actually works and makes him feel like he's the most powerful man in the world is the bang button. He presses that, bang, and people die. So in the end, they all turn to pressing that button because it's the only way they can get any power or actually feel like they're not completely impotent. Obama went that way. Obviously, George Bush blew up everything. And now Trump's gone to the bang button really quick. Now, whether he keeps pressing it and presses it more than anybody else or presses bigger bang buttons, who knows? I suspect he probably will. But this Syria thing is a total mess, isn't it? What are they going to do?
Well, I think the discussion doesn't seem to be a very... it looks like we're in this sort of school playground with poodles and name-calling and all this sort of stuff, which is not really very 21st century. Or maybe it is, I'm not sure.
I mean, I think that's always been going on. I mean, the history of government is absolutely dire because they just love to kill each other or kill each other's citizens. And, you know, if you really want to be depressed, go read Churchill's History of the English-Speaking People. It's just, you know, a catalogue of war, and people forget. I mean, I still don't think people really realise just what a proper war would cost and just how it would completely wipe out our economies, let alone the people. I mean... the economy of the world would just collapse. I mean, there's no way it's supportable under a wartime kind of environment. The trade and the ties that bind the countries together are just too overwhelming.
Well, we're obviously struggling even without a war. So with one, it wouldn't go very well at all. But the other point to note with all of this, if there is saber rattling going on and the odd missile firing here and there, is that the stock market remains solid. And it reminds us really that the stock market is actually a safe haven, not somewhere where you would flee in times of trouble.
Could be. I mean, I'm still bearish. I mean, I had a very good week last week against the run of my opinion. But, you know, with the Fed now stating that they're going to run down their balance sheet, that is reverse QE, right? And the reason equities are so high is because there's been a lot of QE. So if they go into any meaningful reverse QE, that's going to be a major drag. Now, whether they're just telegraphing this a year ahead and that's not for some time or not, I don't know whether they change that footing if something not so good happens. Who knows? But, you know, unless something changes, they're going to be doing reverse QE sometime in the not too distant future. Well, that's going to be really bad for equities.
So I think, I mean, you got out, or you said you'd lighten the load at least, maybe a couple of weeks before the Fed talked about shrinking the balance sheet. Isn't the shrinking the balance sheet really the smart sell signal on the stock market rally?
I think so. I think it's reverse QE. Well, it is reverse QE. And the reason share prices have been so stable and prices have gone up so far since they started that process in earnest in 2010 is QE. Well, reverse QE is the opposite. Now, obviously, Europe is doing very big QE. Japan is kind of still QE-ish. So there's still a fair amount of money being or liquidity being created. But the taking out of liquidity that reverse QE in the US will create, it will be a drag. One way or the other, it will be a drag. If it's incredibly slow, then it won't be such a drag. But it will have to be incredibly slow. And personally, if I was Trump, I would just go to the Fed and confiscate their balance sheet and be done with it, because it's all that money there. And there's $4 or $5 billion worth of treasuries that they could just cancel right out the trap. And there would be no budget ceiling. That would all be got rid of. But I don't think he's going to do that.
But it was surprising that with that the shrink news, the market commentators, I mean, apart from us, there's hardly anybody talking about it at all.
Yeah, because they don't believe it can happen. And maybe it can't happen. They don't believe there's any economic room for reverse QE. And it could be. But, you know, even if the Fed stopped reinvesting its money as it came, as the bonds came due, and it just kept the balance between its its assets and liabilities, if it just let the balance sheet evaporate like that, it would still be a drag, because the ability of major institutions just to stuff the Fed with its paper in return for treasury bonds would vanish, or would certainly diminish significantly, and that would, it's just bad for equities. But the traders don't believe that the Fed has the nerve and or the will and or the ability to do that, because it would just cause mayhem. Well, I don't agree. It depends on what sort of pressure the Republicans and or Trump are putting on them. If Trump is saying, hey, guys, get your balance sheet down. You know, we don't like the Fed. Alt-right doesn't like the Fed. You know, you're a bunch of bankers controlling the world. You've got to drop your balance sheet to make me happy. Well, they'll just go, OK, and do it, won't they? And it will hurt Trump and the Republicans. And when they come back and say, hey, what are you doing? They say, well, you asked us to drop our balance sheet, didn't you? Well, we've done that. That's how this works. And they'll go, oh, sorry. Or maybe we understand how this all works now. Maybe we'll leave you alone. Maybe we'll like you now.
I mean, the other point there, I mean, is that I was making a jibe at also the people who commentate the conventional sources of news and the people who commentate on the financial area as just totally missing, you know, one of the biggest stories of the year, or maybe of the last 5 years.
It's very difficult if you're full-time on TV to keep ahead of the news, because you're just getting fed it, okay? So you're in this little bubble of incoming messages. You're not there to predict. You're there to, inverted commas, report. And, you know, the mainstream media's way of doing things doesn't enable many people in that loop to actually think about the future. Whereas the sort of stuff that you're doing on the internet, you can get people like me to talk for 5 minutes a week. And the rest of the week's free to me to worry and wonder. And I think that makes a big difference between, you know, niche media, where you're hopefully talking to experts like me, rather than talking to paid talking heads who go around just saying, you know, blurting out what's the latest thing. And that's the value add. And I think, you know, the mainstream media is absolutely on its back foot, because the quality of its signal is so low, the noise ratio is so high, that it's worthless. I mean, I don't know if you're getting a good view on Syria of what really going on. I mean, who is funding ISIS? Come and tell me that. It's not Russia, is it? It's not China, is it? It's not Europe, is it? Well, who is it then? I mean, I've got no good mainstream media view on what is going on there. And, you know, the mainstream media is perverted by propaganda coming from all sides, is in its little bubble, can't be trusted. You know, it's a very, very, very poor channel. And, you know, that's why I don't do it anymore.
Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADBFN.com. Thank you very much for joining us today.
I know.